Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Yankee and former Yankee manager, as well as Marlin manager, Joe Girardi joins us. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Ohtani came back today. More valuable as a player, more valuable as a pitcher?
Wow. Well, as a player, he's going to play in 155 games. And have a chance to impact his team more, probably offensively, than he can pitching. But the great thing is he can do both. And I know there's some people questioning that he should be just focusing on pitching and not coming back. But, I mean, he hit when it was torn. So I don't think it's an issue for him to hit. Time will tell. So, but I think he's more valuable as an everyday player.
Joe, last night I'm watching the Met game. I had never seen Chris Paddock before, so I'm saying, okay, you know. Now the kid's making comments before the game. It's amazing how many young guys there are like this. This guy has incredible command of the changeup, major fastball, 98, 99. I mean, striking people out right and left, striking people out top of the zone, cocky as get on, pitched the gem against the Mets last night. I mean, it's amazing how many young pitchers there are like this guy.
Yeah, and I think it's because of all the work they're doing, you know, when they're younger. The problem is they end up having all, seems like they all have Tommy John. So there's a risk and reward with, you know, all the games that they play in as young players in the summers and all that they do. The reward is they're very good at a young age. The risk is they're probably going to get hurt. They're going to have some arm issues. So, but he's got it. And I guess if you have it, you can be that way a little bit. But, you know, Derek always said, humble yourself or the game will humble you. And at times you get humbled. You know, we saw Trevor Bauer get humbled a little bit last night. And to me, he's as good as anyone in the league, and it just happens. But the Mets have not been swinging the bats, and he had their number last night.
You know, funny, they said he had been taught by Calvin Schiraldi, the old Met, and that he was a guy who didn't take to the circle change. And they gave him a different grip on the change that he was able to master. And he really has an outrage. He threw 3-1 changeups. To guys in the middle of the order. I mean, he really had great faith in that change of pace.
Well, I mean, that's amazing. And I'm glad it's not a hard slider or a hard curveball, because I think it is.
All right, I think we lost Joe. There we go. Go ahead. We lost you for a second, Joe. Repeat what you said.
I think it's great that it's a changeup. You know, there's not all the stress. I think the breaking balls put more stress on your arm than anything. And if he has the ability to pitch up in the zone with a changeup like that, he's going to be dynamite.
How long? I mean, it used to be it took a long time to teach a guy a changeup. I mean, has that time been cut in your estimate? I mean, a guy's now more adaptable at throwing the change of pace?
I think so. I think it should be the first thing they teach pitchers. I really do, because I still think the changeup is such an effective pitch because there's such a discrepancy between your fastball and the changeup. The curveball sometimes can be really slow and can be really advantageous, but the changeup looks just like your fastball, and then it's not there, and guys are out front. So I think it should be the first pitch, and I think, you know, a lot of times in high school it will be the first pitch that kids learn, but it's for whatever reason, it's hard to develop. And this young man has done a great job at it.
We're talking with Joe Girardi, as we do every Tuesday. Keuchel said the analytics prove that he's worth more than the offers he's received. He also said that he won't back off. The question I have is this. If he signs today with a team, how long before he'd be ready?
I'm sure he's been throwing. I think he could be ready in 3 or 4 weeks. You know, you may only get 5 at 75 after that amount of time, but I think he could. I think he could definitely be ready in 3 or 4 weeks.
Can he keep himself at ready to come back by just throwing on the side, or does he have to go somewhere and face live pitching, live hitting? What do you think he has to do to stay in shape?
I think he has to go face some live hitting. And depending on how much he does, he might be facing live hitters now. You know, he might be facing – I'm not exactly sure what he's doing. It's still not the same, but I think you need to build him up. I mean, if he's been facing live hitters at home, I would feel comfortable giving him 3 innings at 45 his first start, 4 at 60, 5 at 75, and turning him loose. So you're talking about, you know, 16, 17 days before you turn him loose.
He said, I would love to sign right now. I don't want to sit out this season, but somebody's got to meet my price before I sit out, before I come back. I'm not coming back for anything less than what I think I'm worth.
Well, I hope he doesn't do that, because I think that he might be sitting on the sideline. He may get it. There might be a team that really feels that they have an opportunity and they're willing to overpay a little bit. But, you know, my father-in-law always told me, you're worth what someone's willing to pay you, not what you think. You're worth what someone's willing to pay you, and he's going to have to sift through those offers to see if it makes enough sense for him. I don't see any gain in him not pitching this year. I don't see it increasing his value. So I think the best thing is to go pitch.
Is there anything that would be gained by him not pitching this year? Would that be a year of rest that would help him now that he's reached 31? Would it aid him to stay in the game longer, or would that not be the case?
I don't, maybe a little bit, but I don't necessarily see, I see very little advantages to sitting out. And I think owners know that. You're not going to make up the money. You're not going to increase your value over the winter. So why wouldn't you go pitch? There's going to be more question marks on you if you sit out the whole year on what you really have.
How about a guy you know and the year he's had? How about Herman and what he's done this year?
His stuff is really good. And I give him a lot of credit with the perseverance. You know, when the Yankees first got him, he hurt his arm, and it was really frustrating. And he was thin, and he was a young kid, and he was somewhat frail. But he's really developed into something special. What really made the difference was his fastball command and the curveball that Larry taught him. Larry taught him a really good curveball. Domingo really worked hard at it because he had a really good changeup. And sometimes you can fall in love with your best secondary pitch and not use your other ones enough, but he didn't. He developed a curveball, and to me, that's what really changed him.
How about the Yankees finding all these guys and just plugging them in day after day? I mean, it really is remarkable. It's amazing how many guys have been hurt, but how about just plugging these guys in? Maybin, Estrada. I mean, these guys, the other night looked like they didn't even have enough guys to play the game. I mean, they're finding guys everywhere.
Yeah, they've done a really good job. And Tyro Estrada was someone that at 17 we were excited about the year. I believe he was an A ball and double A that he had. And all of a sudden, he came on everyone's radar. It was great to see him hit his first home run last night. I think of what Gio's done at third base. I mean, you always knew that he was a great third baseman, but he didn't really get consistent at-bats in Cleveland. He kind of bounced around a little bit, wouldn't play every day. And he's done a great job. Luke Voit, I mean, where would you be without Luke Voit?
Voit's become a regular. He's a fixture on the team now. There's no question. And I'll tell you, I don't think, just from what I've heard, I don't think they're going to let Urshela go. I think they're going to keep him because Andujar has been very shaky at third. He can DH a lot. I think they want to keep this Urshela. He might have found himself a place on this team.
Yeah, and you got to see what happens after a couple of months if he's continuing to have success. But
his defense has been incredibly good. He makes a good play every game.
And think about all the lefties that the Yankees have. His defense is really, really important.
And he comes up with a stunner every game. I mean, he's reminded me of Cleet Boyer. I mean, it's amazing how good he's been. I mean, it's remarkable. Every game he makes a nice play.
Well, it's great to see because, you know what, you want to see players take advantage of opportunities, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's put himself on the radar, someone that maybe they thought, you know, would be there for a month, month and a half, and then become expendable. Not anymore. I mean, he's someone that you really think about being your everyday third baseman, And good for him, because he took advantage of a situation.
And how about Miggy's going to beat some of these guys back? I mean, they're talking Miggy being back now in June. That guy is amazing. I mean, last time he healed, and now he could be back in front of some of these guys who have been hurt this year. How about that? That's amazing. They said they had to slow him down, that he's that far ahead of what they expected. He's like a month and a half ahead of a schedule.
Are you talking about Didi?
Didi, yeah. Didi's like a month ahead of schedule. He could be back in June.
I'm not surprised. I'm really not. The work that Didi always put in, how much Didi wanted to be on the field every day, it doesn't surprise me. And, you know, he had such great arm strength, and I'm sure it's all going to come back, and I can't wait to see it. And I really thought that he was one of the big leaders on that team. And they've done a really good job without some of these guys that I thought were real leaders, Didi and Judge, and they've done a really good job. But I look forward to Didi getting back, because I know how much he'd love to play.
In all these years, I can't remember a Yankee who came in, looked shakier in the beginning, had to replace Derek Jeter, and then blossomed into the star that this guy has blossomed into. He has become a bona fide star with the Yankees. I mean, the fans love him, and he's a clutch hitter. He gets huge hits all the time, big hits in the postseason. He has become a wonderful player.
Yeah. You know, when he first started, he tried to do too much. He was trying to replace Derek Jeter, and there's only one Derek Jeter. I mean, he was special to the organization for a long, long time. And then he realized that, you know what, there is nobody behind me. I told him, I said, look, Didi, there's no one behind you. You're our shortstop. So if you have a bad week, you're not going down. If you have a bad 3 or 4 days, you're not sitting. And I think he went through that in Cincinnati and Arizona. And Arizona had a number of shortstops. I said, you're our guy. I mean, that's the bottom line. You're our guy. He went to work hard with our hitting coaches, Jeff Pentland, and he worked on his approach versus left-handers. And then he became a guy that not only crushed right-handers, he really hit left-handers.
He sure did.
And he was irreplaceable. I mean, he was huge to our lineup.
And started hitting home runs, getting big home runs. And so more than anything else, he just had to get to believe that that was his job. That really is what turned him around, right?
I think that is the biggest challenge for a manager, helping players understand that they really do belong. Because I think there's a lot of question marks when you're a young player. Can I play at this level on a consistent basis? They may talk that they can. They may talk about, oh, yeah, I can. But there's always that little bit of self-doubt until you get through certain stages in your career. And then once you break through, the confidence is always there.
Guys struggling right now, you know very well, Robinson Cano. Now, he started to hit. He hit on opening day, and then he didn't hit. Then he started to hit, and he got his average up in the 280s, and he got hit twice in a row, the second time really hard. And he was out a couple of days. He hasn't had a hit since then. And last night he did it a couple balls on the nose. He's 0 for 16, but they really need him right now, and it sure doesn't look like the typical Cano.
No, and this could take another week. I mean, I'm sure there's still pain in there. There's the concern that am I going to get a hit again? This could take another week. And when I look at the Mets, really, McNeil's the only one that's hit.
Only guy was hit.
In the last six games, they scored 7 runs.
Yeah.
Really, but what I would be like more focused on, which I would be happy about in a sense, hitting comes and goes. It does. They pitch pretty well. And some of their big guys are starting to pitch pretty good, Syndergaard, DeGrom. And these guys are starting to throw the ball well. That should bode well in the end. But right now they got to get it going offensively.
Would you be patient with these guys? You're going to be patient with Cano. You're going to be patient with Ramos. We understand that. McNeil hits, you got Alonso. Would you be patient with the other guys, or would you try and shake things up a little bit?
I think you're going to be patient. I think that it's still early. Some of the guys have not been there the whole year, so they've been there 2 or 3 weeks. Hopefully you get Lowry back sometime soon. I'm not exactly sure, because I think he adds a lot to that lineup. But I think their outfielders are really important to them, and I think they need to start performing at a little bit higher level. And sometimes the struggles in April are real just because of how bad the weather is. So as it heats up, you want to see, Nimmo really get going. and Conforto's been okay, but you want to see these guys take off. And if that happens, I think they're in actually pretty good shape.
I tell you, they really have struggled. I mean, the last last six games, as you said, seven runs. Nobody except McNeil hitting, and McNeil's going to hit 300. I mean, there's no question. The guy hits. He just makes great contact too many times. I mean, he's gonna, and he hits line drives and ground ball, base hits everywhere. So he's going to hit 300. He's not going to hit with a lot of power, but he's going to hit 300. Alonso looks pretty good, although he's gone into a little bit of a tailspin here.
Yeah, he struggled the last 15 or so games. Only hit about 215.
Yeah, and he's striking out a lot, and so, but he still has had a good start. But they need Cano's leadership in the worst way. Right now, they need that bat in a big way right now to get they need that, and they need Conforto to get going.
Yes, I agree. And I think, you know, you saw what Cano did on opening day against Scherzer. I mean, that's what he's capable of doing. So, yes, they need that veteran leadership in that, where maybe when some of the kids are struggling, saying, it's okay, you know, the old guy's here and we're going to get it done. And I'm sure they'll get going, because I think they're too talented offensively to stay in this little bit of a slide that they've been in. But every club goes through it. Some a little bit longer than others, but every club goes through it.
All right, Joe, thanks. We'll chat next week. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Joe Girardi, the report brought to you by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. There's a manager in waiting, sitting right there. You know that as you listen to him talk, you know he's going to be managing somewhere this year. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.